your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
I don't know. Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Because she will let it go.
Oh, it's a good joke.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by the Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is oscillate. Oscillate is spelled O-S-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. It means to move or swing back and forth. So Dayton, do you know anything that oscillates?
Something that oscillates is a swing.
Okay. Also, when it says on like a fan, it says oscillate when it like moves. So yeah, both examples of something that oscillates. Dayton has the next segment, which is Woman Changemakers, which Dayton has for us.
The Woman Changemakers is brought to us by Easy Afro Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Katherine Johnson. Katherine Johnson was an American mathematician whose calculations of orbital mechanics as a NASA employee were critical to the success of the first and subsequent U.S. crewed space flights.
That's cool. She did like all the like calculations and mathematics of how the spaceship was gonna move or where it was gonna go and like the
yeah
all that stuff. Okay. Pretty cool. If you would like to send us in a suggestion for anything that we do on the show, a segment, anything, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. It's bruhvsbro@outlook.com. So, now it's time for this week's this or that question. So, Dayton, reading or writing?
I choose writing.
Why do you choose writing?
Because you can, like, choose what you want to write on. And, like, reading, it's like a book. And, like, what if you can't find a book, what you want?
Okay. Yeah, I choose reading because when you read, you learn new information. You can read, you know, you can read fiction, you can read nonfiction, depending on what you like. And, you know, just reading is such a wide variety of what you can read. So, yeah, I choose reading. Now we're gonna jump right in to this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
This week's book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The Wednesday Wars. The Wednesday Wars is a 2007 young adult historical fiction novel written by Gary D. Schmidt, the author of Lizzie Bright and The Buckminster Boy. The novel is set in suburban Long Island during the 1967 through 68 school year. During the Vietnam War is an important backdrop for the novel.
Okay. So it seems like it's pretty cool. Like it's fiction, but it also like gives you information like based on time period, which is pretty cool. Sounds like a pretty cool book. And again, if you'd like to send us in a book or any of these other segments, that you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro@outlook.com. You can win lots of cool prizes for doing so, like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny packs.
Okay. Yeah.
Posters.
What do they say?
Bruh vs. Bro.
Okay.
You already know.
Okay, anything else?
Cars. Vroom, vroom, skirt, skirt.
Not big cars.
No, they're medium-sized cars.
It's not scary. It's alright, though.
And much more.
Yeah, much, much, much more. You don't even know. Don't know what we got.
You're not ready.
Okay. As we get into the final segment of this week's show, it is Dayton's going to tell us about, you know, coronavirus and, you know, some ways that you can you know, stay safe.
So to stay safe, you must wash your hands for 20 seconds or more. More would be better. The more the merrier. Use soap and water, because I don't know how you wouldn't wash your hands. Yeah. And you can stay 6 feet away from people, okay? Okay. Stay away from big crowds.
If you don't have to leave the house, don't leave the house.
Unless you're getting groceries.
What? Is that the only reason?
Yep.
The only reason.
No, you can't go anywhere else. Okay.
But it's only for mandatory stuff. Like, if you want to go, you want that Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Keep your Popeye's at home.
You have to stay at home. You have to wait. Sorry, bro. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's all good. You got other stuff. Make your own chicken sandwich.
Yeah, you can make your own chicken sandwich. All right,
so now Dayton's got the final notification, which is this notification. I'm in a segment. I don't know what I'm doing.
You good?
It is time for the fact of the day, which is Dayton.
This day in history, brought to us by CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler. We're at CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler for basketball leagues from third grade to high school. April 5th, 1984, which was today, 36 years ago. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar surpassed Wilt Chamberlain as the all-time leading scorer in National Basketball Association.
Wilt fell in the ranks, but it's all good. And, you know, Kareem, you know, he passed him. So, now we're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom slash security B Murray and our therapy dog P. Because what we do is not a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Wash your hands. And we will have a link on our website for how to make your own mask.
Because, you know, you might need a mask.
You might need a mask. You never know. Be popping up like Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
This is Bro versus Bro.